Hi, this is Deborah. Not too long ago, I said goodbye to everyone I know and boarded a plane bound for Costa Rica and my bold new life. I mean, this was the dream I'd been imagining for years. And when all the planning and dreaming and excitement finally came down to that one last day, boy, was I scared. And this was not your run-of-the-mill kind of fear. No, this was like nothing I've ever experienced before. It felt like dread. It felt like the end. And I was terrified. This is what happens when you finally decide to go for your dream. Depending on how big and bold it is, you will feel more fear than you think you can handle. I was absolutely terrified when it came down to actually getting on that plane and leaving my life behind me. When I think of it objectively, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, the degree of fear I felt doesn't seem proportionate to the leap I took, but standing on that side of the dream, looking over to this unknown side, the view was decidedly bleak. In the midst of it, it felt like I was walking headlong into disaster. All the old familiar voices were shouting at me that living your dream is for other people. Who did I think I was to think that I could do that or that I deserved to get to do it? They whispered in my ear that I don't know enough, wasn't capable enough, or was just too much of a loser to pull something like this off. You know, I know from my work as a coach that the voice of the saboteur gets louder. It starts screaming, actually, the closer you get to living your dream. But during that last day, I admit that I became so mesmerized by its voice that I forgot what I know, and I came to believe its voice was my own. I was caught in its spell. I was completely hypnotized. Does any of this sound familiar to you? If it does, chances are you're either living your dream now or you had to take a step back because the fear was just too much to get through. And I completely understand that now. Having had the experience I had with my own chorus of saboteurs, I completely understand why people give up on their dreams. The voices are just so convincing. But this story has a very happy ending because in the end, I did it anyway. And as soon as I set foot in the airport, having waved goodbye to my sister and the safety and security she represents to me, the fear was gone. I mean, completely gone. I felt fatigue. I felt some anticipation. But the fear, it was gone. And along with it were the saboteur voices. There was just me and a quiet serenity that comes only from having walked through the fear you think you cannot possibly handle. And now, well, now I'm thrilled to tell you that I am truly living the dream. You know how many times I've used that expression in jest in the past? Wow. So this is what it feels like to really mean it. I am completely at home in this sweet little Central American town, surrounded by the beauty of nature and the warmth of truly wonderful people who have welcomed me with open arms. The pace is slower, more peaceful and sweet. The days are warm and sunny, and the evening rains make for some really nice sleeping weather. I'm free. I'm free to live the simpler life my soul's been craving, and I'm free to pursue my passion as a life coach, sharing my experience and helping my clients go for their dream. I'm so grateful for that valuable lesson in walking through my own fear. It already came in handy a few days ago in the middle of a hot, steamy dance floor in a sweet little town called Sarchi. But I'll tell you that story next time. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and are ready to take the next step into living the life they really came here to live. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page, Deborah Barron Coaching. If you click on the like button, I'll send you a free copy of my ebook entitled What If It's True? So that's on my Facebook page at Deborah Barron Coaching. I'd love to hear from you.